Convolution reverbs are really interesting and fun things to play with. So this morning I decided I was going to record me popping a bag in my back garden, and I've got microphones out there that are permanently running, and the sound of the bag pop is actually coming from the left-hand side of the mic spectrum. So I recorded the bag pop, and then I took that bag pop and then I trimmed it up and made it into this very strange convolution reverb. Now, of course, it doesn't have any highs or particularly sound fantastic or anything, but it's not really supposed to. It's just supposed to be something that exists and does what it does. So this is the sound coming through the bag pop. So what I did is I loaded it up into Logic after trimming it, and you're hearing the sound of my back garden with a bag pop. So I just took this plastic bag and I squeezed it very tightly between my hands. And actually, the sound of it cleanly is this. That's why you can hear it's off to the left-hand side. And you can also hear an echo off the side of the building, and which also is coming out in the recording, because the length of the file is 1.5 seconds, and it actually contains a reverb tail and a fade and the sound of the building. So that's convolution reverbs. There's loads of other ones. Of course, everyone knows about these things. But using a non-standard source for a convolution reverb, I think, is really interesting. And so I wanted to share this clip with you all just to show you what would happen or what you might find it useful. I mean, this could be good as an announcing thing. You could use it in an audio drama. Ladies and gentlemen, this left heavy piece of potato pie is the announcer voice of a bag pop. If you would like to please go to that side of the room over there, I don't know where I'm pointing because I'm blind, then you too can have a happy day with a party popper and a bag full of Jacob's crisps. What?